Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those old-school DNB bass parts that feels alive straight away, even before you start polishing the sound. We're talking ghost notes, sharp tonal movement, little pickup hits, and that slightly unstable human feel that makes a loop sound like it's been pulled from a dusty jungle dubplate. And just to be clear right up front, the big idea here is composition first, sound design second, because in drum and bass, even the fattest bass patch won't move the room if the phrasing is dead. So we're going to make the rhythm talk. Start with the drums. Don't write the bass in a vacuum. Put down a DNB drum loop or program a classic backbone in arrangement view. Kick, snare, hats, maybe a bit of breakbeat shuffle tucked underneath. If you want that old school energy, aim around 160 to 170 BPM. For a darker roller, 172 to 174 is a great zone. And if you want it a little more modern and pressure heavy, 174 to 176 works well. Once the drums are moving, group them and give the drum bus just a light touch of drum bus. You do not need to crush it. A little drive, a little crunch, maybe boom off or very subtle, and dab just enough to keep the top end from getting too spitty. The point is to glue the drums together so the bass has something real to answer. Now create your bass instrument. Use an instrument rack with two chains. One chain is your sub, and one chain is your mid layer. Keep the sub clean. A sine wave from operator or wave-eatable is perfect. Make it mono. Keep it centered, and don't get fancy yet. The mid layer is where the character lives. Use a saw or pulse-based patch. Add a low-pass filter, and if needed, put a little saturator before the filter so it has some grit. If you want a good starting point, keep the saturator drive modest, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. On the mid-layer filter, start fairly dark and then let it breathe later with automation. We are after a chopped, worn, slightly dusty texture, not a huge modern growl. Now write the bass line as a two-bar phrase. Start simple. Put down a strong note on beat 1 or just after the snare on 2, then add a few short notes on the offbeats. Leave space. That space is part of the groove. A lot of people make the mistake of filling every grid square because they think more notes means more energy. In DNB, it's usually the opposite. The best bass line often feels like it's dancing around the drums instead of stepping on them. Think in terms of answers, not just phrases. Let the bass reply to the break. For example, one note can land right after a snare hit, then the next note can be smaller, later, or higher. That contrast makes the part feel conversational. It feels like the bass is reacting to the drums instead of just looping alongside them. As you place the notes, use velocity like it matters, because it really does. Main notes can sit up around 90 to 110. Ghost notes should be much lower, maybe 35 to 70. Pickup notes can sit somewhere in between. That contrast is what sells the old-school ghost note feel. If every note hits with the same strength, the part starts sounding flat and mechanical. Also, pay attention to note length. Main notes can be a little longer, but ghost notes should usually be short, maybe 1/16 to 1/8 in feel. Short notes give you that chopped vibe. They leave room for the snare tail and the drum ambience to breathe. If your synth allows it, keep the amp envelope snappy too. Fast attack, short decay, low sustain, short release. We want the bass to punch and vanish, like a chopped sample. Now let's make it feel less like step-by-step MIDI and more like a living chop. Duplicate the clip and create tiny variations every 4 or 8 bars. Add a missing note in one bar. Add one extra pickup before a bar change. Maybe throw in a higher octave stab once, just as a flicker. You can also nudge a few notes very slightly late or early, just a few milliseconds, to give it that sampled, performed, slightly uneven feel. This is where the chop tonal character really comes in. The goal is not sloppy timing. The goal is musical instability. If everything is perfectly locked to the grid, the magic disappears. A tiny bit of unevenness makes it feel like it was played, sampled, and then recut. If you want to take it a step further, resample the bass phrase later and work with autono. That can give you a more obvious cut-up feel. Slice a few fragments, move one or two around, or leave a little silence where a note used to be. Even a tiny audio edit can make the part feel more like a dubplate fragment than a programmed loop. On the mid layer, shape the tone so it sounds dark and worn, but still controlled. Saturator, auto filter, maybe a bit of redux if you want some degraded edge. Keep the low end out of this layer using EQ8, usually cutting below somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, depending on the patch. If the sound gets clangy or harsh, tame the nasty upper mids. A little dirt is great. Too much and it stops sounding like a bass line and starts sounding like a broken effect. Now listen to the bass against the drums and ask the important question. does it leave room for the snare? In old-school D&B, the snare is your anchor. If the bass line is crowding the snare, the groove loses its snap. A strong bass answer usually happens after the snare, not on top of it. That little gap after the snare is gold. Use it. Try arranging the phrase in a simple way first. Bars 1 to 4 can establish the core motif. Bars 5 to 8 can add one extra ghost note or a tiny rhythmic twist. Bars 9 to 16 can thin out the pattern for a moment, then bring it back stronger. That kind of variation keeps the loop from going stale. In drum and bass, repetition is fine. Stale repetition is not. Once the phrase is working, clean up the low end. Group the bass layers into a bass bus. Put an EQ8 on the bus and remove any useless rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz. Add a little glue compressor if needed, but keep it gentle. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is plenty. Use utility to keep the sub mono and centered. The sub should feel like a laser straight down the middle. The movement and attitude can live in the mid layer, but the low end has to stay focused. And always check mono. If the bass gets wide and blurry down low, it will fall apart in a club. D&B needs a strong center. You want stereo energy in the upper part of the sound, not in the sub. Now for the little details that make it feel alive over time. Add small automation moves every 8 or 16 bars. Open the auto filter cutoff a touch into a new section. Increase resonance slightly before a change. Push the saturator drive by a tiny amount later in the arrangement if you want more density. Even a subtle echo send can work for transitions. These moves should be small. The idea is to imply motion and tension without breaking the groove. A really useful trick is to leave one bar a little dirtier than the rest. Maybe bar 12 or bar 14 gets a slightly fractured variation. Maybe one note disappears, or one ghost hit shifts. That one irregular bar can make the whole section feel more human and more underground. Here is a good final pass. Remove about 10% of the notes, then add about 5% of variation. That usually gets you closer to something strong. A lot of bass lines get better when they lose a note or two. If a note is cool but unnecessary, take it out. If the rhythm still makes sense without it, that's usually the right move. Ghost note bass is about precision, not clutter. For darker variations, you can also try modal movement, like a minor second, minor third, or tritone flavor. You can shadow a note in the octave above for just one ghost hit. You can also use a quick filter burst at the end of a bar to create tension into the next downbeat. These details are small, but they're the kind of small that matters. So, as a quick recap, build the groove around the drums, keep the sub clean and mono, let the mid layer carry the chopped vinyl character, and use velocity, note length, and micro timing to make the ghost notes feel human. Then vary the phrase every few bars so it stays alive in the arrangement. If you want a practice target, try building a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM. Load a drum pattern, make a 2-layer bass rack, write a simple root note phrase, add 4 to 6 ghost notes, lower their velocity, and introduce one chop detail like a missing note or a tiny early hit. Automate the filter a little, mute and unmute the bass while listening to the snare pocket, and then remove one note that feels unnecessary. If you have time, resample the result and try an audio edit version too. The big takeaway is this. In D&B, the most powerful ghost note bass lines usually aren't the busiest. They're the ones that know exactly when to hit, when to answer, and when to leave space. That's where the bounce lives. That's where the character lives. And that's what makes the loop hit like a proper old-school weapon.